This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Lord, you teach us to pray always and not to lose heart. And it's hard sometimes to do that. Take our minds and think through them. Take our lips and speak through them. Take our hearts and souls, our very bodies, and set them on fire with love and patience for you. Amen. Please be seated. I own a townhouse, hopefully sell it this year, in Alexandria, Virginia, that I lived in when I was in seminary there. And it was wise at the time to purchase insurance to cover the pipe that ran from the city water main to the house, because all the pipes in the D.C. metro area were bursting, left and right. That was just the age of the pipes, and so they just advised us to make sure we got this insurance, and so we did. I was really glad we did, because last year, thank goodness I have great tenants, and they thought they saw a leak, heard something in the middle of the night. The woman had gotten up. And thank God she did, because there was a big leak. They were able to turn off the water. They called me, and I was so relieved to have that insurance. Best laid plans. The insurance company came back to me and said that they didn't insure that particular type of pipe for which I had insurance. I took that policy out, I read all the fine print, and nothing in that policy excluded any type of pipe. The only thing they excluded was that if we had damaged the pipe. So I called them up. I was persistent. I was diligent. I was patient. I talked to no less than 20 people over the course of many, many weeks. They were getting tired of me, and I was not going to give up. And I was on hold for probably, when I tally it all up, probably about a year. You know what it's like when you're trying to get something done through a phone company or something, and you just do something else, put it on speaker, and you continue to do your work? Well, that's what it was like. That's what it was like. They finally let me talk to the person that would finally make the decision, and I said, you know, I am not going to give this up. I'm like a dog with a bone. And I'm going to be very patient and very polite, and I am sure that the state insurance commissioner is going to agree with me. Well, lo and behold, the next week, they told me that they were going to cover it after all. By this time, I had laid out a lot of money to repair the pipe, and it still took another month, but I got that check. I got that check. I'm sure that we can all relate about times in your life when you've had to be persistent, right? Maybe it's finishing a paper you're working on late into the night. Maybe it's finishing school, period. Maybe it's working on a situation or a problem with your children or with your parents or with a loved one, trying to pray your way through a relationship, and it's getting very, very frustrating. And you're wondering if God is even hearing you, because you've been praying and praying and praying and praying. Can you relate? Yeah? I think we all can relate in those situations. And I'll bet you right now, you could think of something for which you are praying that you're hoping to have an answer pretty soon. Something that can enlighten whatever it is that's on your heart. In today's gospel, Luke begins by saying that Jesus told a parable to teach his disciples to pray always and not to lose heart. Not ever. Not ever. He knew things were going to get pretty rough when they got to Jerusalem. And he knew that he would not always be with them. And so he told them this tale of the persistent widow whose pleas for justice are finally answered by this unjust judge who just wants to get rid of her. He's tired of hearing from her. Now, if we're not careful, this parable can skew our image of God. It is not saying that God is like that unjust judge, that if you bug him enough, you're going to get your prayer answered. It's not like that. What came to mind when I was writing this was in Big Bang Theory, you know, the guy Sheldon, the nerdy kind of center point of the show, and he goes to knock on the door of, what's her name, Penny? And he goes to the door, and Penny, 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 and finally she comes to the door because she's so exasperated. That's not how God works. It can also give us this idea that God is like some Zeus sitting on the throne. It's not like that. But sometimes we have that kind of thing in our heads, right? From media, from popular culture, from misunderstanding certain parts of Scripture. Nor is an image of God as some distant, far-off Father in the sky in the clouds the image of God from this parable. I know even I think of that sometimes when I'm praying. It's hard to remember that God is right here, right in our midst. So the God of this parable, the God of our understanding, is much more a God of a flowing river, especially at dawn, with the steam kind of rising up, fresh and new and clear and crisp. Let me explain what I mean by that. Today's gospel message is the ending of a long answer to a question that was asked by the Jewish authorities, the Pharisees. They came to Jesus, and this occurred just a few verses before today's gospel, which is chapter 18, the beginning of it. This was toward the end of the prior chapter, 17. And in verse 20, it says, "Once Jesus was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God was coming. And he answered, 'The kingdom of God is not coming with things that can be observed, nor will they say, look, here it is, there it is. For in fact, the kingdom of God is within you.'" Within you. They were forgetting about that. He wanted them to remember because he wasn't going to be with them always, and then he promised the coming of the Holy Spirit. So it's much more like this river coursing through us and among us and between us always, giving us new life. Now, this particular judge in the story doesn't give a hoot about God or about people. And in Middle Eastern culture, if you would like help with something, even to this day, the experts tell us that you would go and you would say, "For God's sake, please help me." Or you'd say, "For my sake, please help me." Well, this judge wouldn't care about that because he had no respect for either God or people. Not the least of which would be a woman who doesn't even come to court. Usually it's the men that go to court for the women. But she was alone, and she was a widow, and she was crying for justice, crying out. Jesus goes on to say that if a corrupt judge like that, with no feeling for anyone, could finally give in, think of what a loving God would do for us. Just think of that. Really, if we're trying to decide who represents God in this parable, it's the widow. It's the widow. God pestering all of humanity for justice, for truth, coursing through all of us to bring about the same. She wanted justice. She stood for truth, and she became a prophet in this story. Like that flowing river, always moving within us, and like that beautiful passage that was one of my favorite in all of Scripture from the 8th chapter of Romans. "For in hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what is seen? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, so we do not know how to pray as we ought. but that very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words, prays within us, in other words. And God, who searches the heart, knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. We know that all things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. The Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. That's how much we're loved. And that's how much God's prayer prays for us. I have a quick story to emphasize this. And I'd like to end with the words of a beautiful, beautiful hymn that we sang last night and at 9:30. So one of my best friends is the executive director of Family Promise, which is an organization that we give money to in this church through our outreach fund. We have a fund that was left by someone designated only for outreach. And so we give a certain amount of money, and we give part of that money, we give to Family Promise. Family Promise is an organization that helps homeless families with children find a shelter and also get back on their feet. And they have like a 99% success rate. It's an amazing, amazing program. Well, my friend told me about one woman who was persistent. Her name was Cindy. She had two children in middle school. And she found herself homeless because the friends that she was staying with could no longer tolerate the fact that the father of her children wasn't of the same race as she was. It was a biracial relationship that had ended, and he left them bereft. And now her friends were kicking her out. She had no family. She did have a job, but she had to take the bus 2.5 hours one way to work every day because she had benefits. She didn't get paid enough to support herself, but she was persistent. So she came to Family Promise, and they began to help her. Her parenting skills were not very good, and so they helped her with that as well. And she wanted to learn, but it wasn't easy, and it took a long, long time. But then, another God thing happened. A parish administrator from a local parish said, and she told my friend this, that she woke up in the middle of the night, and she knew that she was supposed to call Family Promise to fill the position of the office help that they needed. And it paid pretty well, and it had benefits, and they wanted to be able to help someone out. And so they called Family Promise. And of course, my friend and the case manager both thought of Cindy and her family. Long story short, she got that job, and it's local. And they are now in their own home. And the older son, who's now in high school, is even working at the church. And they're doing really well. But it took years of persistence and dedication and patience. And that is God coursing through her and coursing through Family Promise and coursing through this church who chooses to give to them. Do you see how that works? It's all of us working together to change this world. And prayer is the first thing, not the default when all else doesn't work. So we have to pray always and not to lose heart. So the lyrics to this song are by a man by the name of Michael Hudson. Jesus describes a forceful woman, a widow who refused to bend before a judge, a man of power, whose judgments worked to no good end. She knew that she had power too, and trusted in the strength she knew. And day by day she spoke for justice, and word by word injustice waned, until impassive will relented, and her impassioned faith remained. Believing God would make a way, she found the grace that faith conveys. Now we observing are invited to recollect what faith can gain when faithful people are undaunted and hope in conflict is sustained. As we, like she, wield stubborn trust, God comes to move the world through us. May it be so. Amen.